Hello, everyone. I have not done a questionnaire in a long time, and I was looking on backstage and found this awesome questionnaire by Petal Baby, and I thought, you know what? I have a bit of time before my boyfriend comes home, and why not go ahead and do a questionnaire? So we're just going to jump into it. If you enjoy hearing and ah a lot, then, you know, keep listening, because it's going to happen. But we're going to try and keep it relatively short, so we're just going to jump right in. First question. What is your love language? Probably it has words of affirmation, acts of service, gifts, quality time, physical touch. Probably physical touch and quality time kind of go hand in hand. I touch my boyfriend a lot. I tend to, when he walks by me, I like cop a feel. You can ask him, I grab his ass all the time. And beyond that, just, yeah, I like touching. And then quality time. I spend a lot of time with the people that I love, so. Alright, question two. How and when did you discover your favorite kink? Okay. Quick little thing. I actually recorded this questionnaire yesterday, and I fucked up the audio, so I'm re-recording it today. But yesterday I read this question and I was like, I don't really remember that when I figured out my favorite kink. And then I remembered the story. So, quick story, I'm gonna try and keep it short. Back when I was about, I don't know, 19, 20, 21, something like that, there was this show on the Oxygen Network. I don't even know if the Oxygen Network is even still around, but back then it was. And there was this late night show called Bliss, which I am still trying to track down now because I liked it. It was like half hour erotica, basically, written by women, directed by women. And so it was basically like late night softcore porn. Let's be honest, that's what it was. But they were really, really hot because, you know, I've always been a fan of erotica. And I always thought it was just as much of what you don't show versus what you do. So for shows like that, I really liked, you know, they don't actually show sex, but, you know, I actually think it was a Canadian show, so there were tits, which I very much approve. I believe that American TV should just show tits. but anyway, back to the story. There was an episode, I don't remember what it was called, but it was about, like, this, this nun. Well, she wasn't a nun yet. She hadn't gone through her final, coronation? Is that what they call it? I don't fully remember what they call that, but, so she wasn't a nun yet, but she was on the way to do it, and she was just this very, like, you know, demure. She wore clothes that covered everything. She wore, like, long skirts, and she had this pure innocence to her. And the story was that she was volunteering her time at, like, this school where there was this guy who, I don't remember, like, who he was. He was, like, just a friend of hers, I guess. They'd known each other for a while. And they pretty much kind of fall in love with each other. And there are some seriously hot scenes in there, like when they're doing dishes and I think he like burned his hand or something, and she like, you know, kisses it, and he just goes, this is wrong, and she's like, it's the purity and the act that makes it okay, and you know. But it kind of gets to the end of it where there's like a scene where they're in a room with like a bunch of donated clothes that they're going through, and it's just the two of them, and things get a little hot and heavy, and they proceed to make out and then kind of drop down to the floor, and he slides his hand up under her skirt and proceeds to finger her to a very sexy orgasm. And I think the point of the scene was that was the first orgasm she'd ever had. So, you know, it, the way the show, like, ended, she wasn't sure if she was going to take her final step to become a nun, and she just needed to think about it. But it was just, it was like, that scene alone was just hot. Like, she had the cross around her neck, and it was, she had this just, it was just that innocence, and yet, it was just, yeah. And I think what came out of that for me was, I like the aspect of, it's gonna sound really horrible, but the corruption of, like, the purity of religion, I guess. I really like the whole, you know, fucking a priest or a nun or stuff like that, so. But I think that was the moment that I realized that I definitely had a massive kink for that. I even recorded that episode, and yeah, I fapped to it quite a bit. But yeah, that's the story of how I came to realize my religious kink. Yeah. Speaking of that, I really need to make some more audios that follow that, because, yeah, okay. Moving on. what do you wear to bed? It kind of, like, depends on the weather. Right now it's winter, so I tend to wear, like, just underwear and one of my boyfriend's, like, oversized t-shirts. I like to be really comfy in bed. In summer, when it's just really fucking hot, I tend to just go naked. Yeah, like I said, it changes. So, okay. Where are you answering this questionnaire? I am in my living room. Sitting in front of my computer on the couch. We do not have computer desks and chairs, so my boyfriend and I just, like, sit on the couches, and we have our computers on tables in front of us. So, that's what I'm doing. So, okay, excuse me. Totally just hiccuped. Okay, what's your favorite kind of soup? Probably, what's it called? Broccoli cheddar? I like broccoli cheddar, and tomato if I'm having, like, grilled cheese or something. But I was actually today talking with my mom about wanting to start making soups more and, like, finding out, excuse me, different, like, types of soup, so that'll probably change. Okay, how do you pronounce the words caramel, yeah, data, root, pecan, ant, envelope, pajamas, and crayon? How would you say crayon otherwise? I'm gonna have to listen to quite a few of these questionnaires. I'm curious now. Okay, but there you go, that's how I pronounce them. Pretty standard. would you have sex with an identical twin version of yourself? Abso-fucking-lutely. Pretty sure we would definitely know how to get each other off, and considering the type of person I am, I would have a lot of fun with myself. I already do. So that would just up the fun factor. Yeah. That audio that I've made of myself with two of my voices is, like, I still think insanely hot. So yeah. Totally would fuck myself. Okay, say your partner or potential SO is well versed in a certain subject, and you find that knowledge to be extremely sexy. What would this subject be? Excuse me, needed water. Oh gosh. Here's the thing. My boyfriend actually is well versed in a lot of things, and I actually find everything that he talks about sexy. Whether it's, like, history, politics, gaming, I don't care. It's literally all sexy. Just listening to him, like, talk about something that he is passionate about, knows a lot about, and is just, yeah, very sexy. So pretty much anything, as long as it's spoken with passion, I'm gonna find it hot. Okay, dating wise, how old is too old for you? How young is too young? I kind of go by the whole literally age is just a number. My boyfriend is 8 years younger than me, so obviously it really doesn't matter. I'm not attracted to the age. I tend to just be attracted to the person, and age is like afterthought. So I don't really think there is one. I mean, obviously, if we're going too young, if you are under, I would say under 21, I would like to be able to go get a drink with somebody on a date if I was dating somebody like that. So probably under 21 is kind of my cutoff. Yeah, definitely. That's definitely where I got it. But on the other side, no, I don't really have a cutoff for the how old. Like, too old, so. Has anyone ever told you you sound like someone else? A celebrity, cartoon character, or anyone? I have been told that I sound like a few of the lovely ladies on GWA. and... yeah, I probably do, especially when I'm coming. Some of the ladies, Lola, Wicked, we do tend to sound alike when we come. But talking wise, not really. I guess I just have my own, like, unique voice. Not sure. My furnace just kicked on, so if you hear like a whirring sound, that's what it is. Sorry, can't turn it off. It's fucking cold outside. Okay, moving on. Where was I? There I am. How old do you think your listeners think you are? Considering the fact that I have a very juvenile sense of humor, probably younger than I actually am. I don't know. Now I'm curious. How old do you all think I am? Well, you probably all know how old I am, but if you don't, how old do you think I am? I want to know. Yeah, okay. But probably not. I don't think anybody's really going to be able to... I don't know. They probably think I'm younger than I am. I don't know. Okay, moving. Are you a picky eater? What will you absolutely not eat? Is there a food you like that most other people don't? I used to be a really picky eater. I'm not really anymore. I kind of go by the... try it. I don't eat shellfish because I may have an allergy to it. I don't really want to risk it, and I don't really eat fish anyway. A food that I won't eat at all. Okay, I know there's something, and I'm really trying to think of what it is. I don't know. I don't really know if there's, like, a food that I actively stay away from. There's some stuff that I'm just not fond of, but, yeah. And a food that I like that most other people don't? Okay, I used to, actually. Because I grew up, I would have this occasionally, and it's gross, so, apologies, and... I don't know, skip a few minutes if you don't want to hear this, but I used to have peanut butter and pickle sandwiches. And what that is, you toast the bread, you put peanut butter on it, and you put, like, Vlasic pickles. The crunchier, the better. And it's so fucking good. I haven't had it in years because I had my gallbladder removed when I was, like, in my mid-20s, and I don't really eat peanut butter anymore. But, that used to be my thing. I told my boyfriend about that once, and he looked at me like I was the craziest person he'd ever met. So I don't really think I've ever actually met anybody else besides me or my mom and dad who actually eat it. So, curious. If anybody listening to this has ever tried peanut butter and pickle sandwiches, let me know. Because I'm sure there are other people out there who do. So, alright. Is there a certain country, culture, or time period you're fixated on and would like to learn more about? I like learning about all countries and cultures. I don't really think there's a specific one that I like want to learn more about than any of the other ones. Time period. Probably England during Jack the Ripper age. I'm very much obsessed with serial killers. I love Jack the Ripper stuff, and like Victorian London is awesome looking, although I would assume, I'm just gonna go out on a limb here and say that if you were living during that time, it probably fucking sucked. But yeah, still, that's probably the closest one that I would be fixated on. Yeah, I like movies, books, TV shows that all take place during that time, so yeah. Okay, where are we? 14. Okay, I'm at 14. Wait, am I? Yes, okay. Can you comfortably go the rest of your life without falling in love? Yeah, I think so. I mean, obviously I'm currently very much in love, and could see myself spending the rest of my life with my boyfriend, but if that didn't happen, I was very content being alone and not in love previous to meeting him, and I'm sure if I had to, I'd be fine with it. Yeah. I'm incredibly content with myself, so I just, it's really nice to be in a relationship with someone who loves you and accepts you for who you are, and I don't know, that's just, that's nice, but yeah, I think I'd be okay without it. That said, I don't want to break up with my boyfriend at any time ever in the future, because I really like having him around, so. Okay, 15. Do you prefer blue skies or gray skies? Gray skies all the way. Love rain. I love, I love dark, overcast weather. I would love to live somewhere where it rained a lot. I know it's probably not the healthiest thing to do because we do need sunlight. But fuck that. I don't like sun. I like dark, overcast. So all for it. What were your favorite shows as a child? Early childhood Animaniacs. I loved Animaniacs. Saturday morning cartoons, Animaniacs, TMNT, Thundercats, So yeah, definitely those when I was younger. As I got older, obviously, all about Nickelodeon, just Rugrats, Hey Arnold, Real Monsters, you know, Hey Dude, Are You Afraid of the Dark? Oh, I loved Are You Afraid of the Dark. Oh, I actually think that's on Amazon right now. I'm gonna have to watch it. I'll probably watch it and go, oh my god, this is shit, but you know what? Nostalgia, man. I think back on it and I love that show, so yeah. Okay, 17. What is your favorite protein? Definitely meat. Ground meat, like cow. I love a good burger. Like I said earlier, I recorded this yesterday, you know, previous to the fucking up the audio. And as I was reading through the questions, I was starting to get more and more hungry, and I got to this question, and I was just like, I fucking need a burger now. I, like, desperately need a burger. And I texted my boyfriend, and it turns out that he was actually going to get burgers anyway. So he brought me home a burger, and I swear to God, it was the greatest thing ever. All it was like a McDonald's quarter pounder, just plain, like meat and cheese, and just, oh god, it was so good. There are two things in life that are, in my opinion, the tops. One is sex, and two is a good burger You give me both of those, and I'm happy for a very long time. I'm in cloud nine. Like, that's, Of course, the best thing is obviously sex and then burger. Yeah, because obviously after I have sex, I get hungry. So, yeah. I'm thinking about sex and a burger. Ugh. Oh, okay, boyfriend's not gonna be home for like another hour and a half. Okay, moving on. Are you interested in true crime? Yes, actually, I really love true crime. I like reading about it. There's actually a subreddit. I think it's like it's not Unsolved Mysteries, obviously, that's the show. I love that show, by the way. Great fucking show. Harkening back to the favorite shows as a child, I used to watch that to creep myself out. Fantastic. Let's see. Yeah, but there's, I honestly can't remember what the subreddit's called. But it's like, the unsolved crimes and stuff, and it's really fascinating. So yeah, I love reading about it. I love true crime documentaries. I just find them so fascinating. And specifically for me, I really like serial killer true crime, because I've always been really fascinated with criminal psychology. I would love to find out why it is that people do what they do. Like, for me personally, I am an incredibly nice person. I don't like hurting people at all for any reason, whether it's their feelings or physically. Like, that's just not me. So I can't imagine ever being in a position where you would just kill somebody. So I've always been fascinated with what makes the mind of a serial killer tick. Why do they do what they do? Is there a reason? You know, and yeah, so yeah, I'm obsessed with true crime. I've been obsessed with it my whole life, so yeah. I could probably ramble on for the next like 3 hours about true crime, but I'm gonna stop there because I would like to keep this this audio relatively short. So yeah, okay. What are your hard limits sexually? I don't really have many. I mean, obviously I have like limits to the like kinks and fetishes that I'm comfortable with. I draw the line at like scat and piss and vor and extreme fear play. All of that is kind of like the really, really extreme end of kinks and fetishes are pretty much off limits to me, because it doesn't make me comfortable, and I don't really want to do anything that makes me uncomfortable. So that said, I'm always like open to expanding into different kinks and fetishes, and but yeah, I have very few hard limits. When it comes to the physicality of sex, yeah, I don't know if I actually have any. When I get into like the moment, the act of sex with my boyfriend, there's very little I would probably not do. I'm kind of one of those ones who like feeds off the sexual energy of the other person in the moment. So yeah, he could probably get me to do anything and I'd be totally okay with it. Yeah. Okay, moving on. Do you like reality television? Yes and no. When I was younger, I loved, you know, the early, what's it called? Real World. That went downhill really bad, really, really fast. Got really bad, just, yeah. And Road Rules. I loved Road Rules in the early days. My dad and I used to watch that all the time. And that, again, downhill fast. Beyond that, I like ghost hunting, reality TV, but I don't really watch reality TV anymore. My boyfriend and I, we got rid of cable, like, years ago. we stream everything now, and so I don't really watch reality TV. I think what I did is switch to, I watch YouTube videos, you know, Shane Dawson, Jenna Marbles, the Rooster Teeth guys, like, I like that kind of stuff, so, you know, gaming or other, and I guess, like, Shane Dawson and, like, Jenna Marbles and stuff like that, they kind of fit into kind of reality. It's sort of a new form of reality TV as I think about it. So I like that. Beyond that, though, when it gets to, like, the Kardashians and shit like that, fuck every one of them. I hate that stuff. I just, oh, God, yeah. The Real Housewives, shit like that, that's just... Oh, God, yeah, it used to give me headaches to try and watch those, so I just couldn't. But I used to like, you know, challenges. Project Runway in the early days was really good. There was one, Face Off, was really good. So I like that kind of stuff, but even that gets, you know, old really fast because it's all about drama, and I just, I'm not a big, you know, drama in that way type person. So, and personally for me, because of how I actually feel about reality TV as a whole, I would completely give up the stuff that I watch if we could just wipe out what reality TV has done to our minds. I don't agree with it. I think reality TV has dumbed down the masses, and yeah. So yeah, honestly, giving up cable TV was probably the best thing ever, because it got to a point where it was literally only reality TV on every single channel. And that gets old after a while. I like, you know, stuff that has, like, substance to it. So, yeah. I really didn't intend to go off on a massive tangent there about reality TV, so we're gonna bring it back around to the next question. Number 21. What do you think of pegging? I like playing around with it in audio form. It's really enjoyable to, like, record a pegging audio. I'm kind of getting more and more into it. When it comes to IRL, I've never done it. Probably never will, but I'm completely open to it. Absolutely. I don't have anything against it. It seems fun. Okay. How would you describe how adults ask each other out on dates or for relationships versus how kids do it? Okay. I think, like, we as adults tend to just get in our way. Like, we fuck it up, pretty much. We overthink things. We start, like, thinking about what could potentially happen. You know, that person's gonna turn me down, or what if they don't turn me down, and then we go out, what if it goes bad? We tend to, like, just really focus on the future, or we focus on the things that went wrong in the past. Kids tend to be much more in the now. Of course, if you're a teenager, by that point you've already gotten to the point where you're thinking about the future or dwelling in the past. So, but kids live in the now. They're just like, I like you, wanna hang out? Like, it's really simple. We should definitely look more towards kids for how we should react to things, and how we should just really be here and now. Stop thinking about what ifs and stop dwelling about what has happened, and just do it now. Like, what's the worst that could happen if you know, ask a girl or a guy out? They could turn you down. It's literally it. Most people aren't horrible about it. Most people don't, you know, humiliate you because you ask them out. Most people are just genuinely, like, if they're not interested, they'll just say, I'm sorry, but I'm not interested. And then you move on. That's it. Like, that person is not the one that you're gonna ask out. Now, I know that sounds like I'm generalizing it, and a lot of people, myself included, have severe social anxiety or just, and that can get in the way. So, you know, but I think it's, we definitely should try harder to just be here and now. Yeah. That would improve. So, yeah. Okay. All right, back to the questionnaire. Do you like raw onions in your food? I'm not against them, but I don't actively put onions on anything, unless it's cooked. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Like, I'm not against it, but I'm, you know, I when I order stuff, I tend to tell them no onion. Yeah, especially now that I'm in, like, a relationship, I think if we both eat stuff like onions or garlic, we kind of both have to eat it. It's sort of a rule in relationships. You really don't want your breath smelling worse than your partner. Share in the, oh my god, that's horrible breath. Just, yeah. Can you curl your pinky without moving your ring finger? No. No, I cannot. I can bend it at the second knuckle, but as soon as I try to curl it, the ring finger on both hands curls. Now, when I get it fully down, I can extend my ring finger back and keep the pinkies down, but no, I can't bend it. That's so weird. Ugh. I wonder if I can train myself to do that. Oh, okay. I'm gonna get all, like, wrapped up with my fingers. Okay. Next. When sleeping next to a partner, do you prefer full-on cuddling, touching a little bit, or not touching at all? It really depends on the weather, again. In the winter, I like to be touching him because he's warm, and I like to be cozy. But in the dead of summer, it's just, get the fuck away from me. We'll literally put, like, a sheet or something in between us so that our skin is not touching, because it gets really humid, and even with air conditioning, it's still humid, so you just stick to each other. So it's just like, you know what, stay the fuck away from me. That's pretty much how it is. I think a lot of people are like that, so, yeah. Where was I? I have this right in front of me, and I looked away and lost where it was. Okay. Do you shop at Costco or any membership-based shopping center? Yeah, we do have a Costco membership. I fucking love that store. Like, you can go in there hungry at the right time of the day and just, like, have a full meal of samples. Ugh, Costco has the greatest samples, and they also have the best pizza. And it's only $10. I love that. I'm a cheap fucking date. You can take me, like, but I tell my boyfriend this all the time, and we do this, like, take me to Costco, buy me a hot dog and a churro, and I'm good. Like, that's literally, yeah, that's literally it. Like, that's a date to me. I'm super easy. And then, like, just come home, watch a movie, and there's date night. It's not expensive at all. I love Costco. Okay, what is a sexy scenario you fantasize about, but literally cannot happen for you in real life? Do I have any? I'm running through different scenarios. You know what? Yeah, actually. that's actually a super easy one. Because my biggest kink is, like, the religious corruption thing. Fantasizing about, like, fucking a priest or, you know, something like that, I would never do that in real life, ever. Like, even if I wasn't in a relationship with my boyfriend, I still would not ever actually in real life do that to somebody. I would never put them in a situation to have to choose their religion over, like, sex. Wouldn't happen. So that's just, like, a pure fantasy, gets me off anytime, and by get off, I mean, yeah, but I would never actually fuck a priest. That would be, I would feel so bad. But that said, in my head, I'm full on riding that dick while he's still in the outfit. Yeah, that's hot. Oh, I'm going to hell. Straight to hell. Nah, actually, I don't believe in hell. I'm atheist, so fuck it. If I believed in hell, I would also believe that's where all the fun people are gonna be, so. Yeah. Okay, what's a fashion trend of your youth you find absolutely atrocious now? Everything. I was a child of the 80s. I don't care what anybody says. We all need to forget every fashion in the 80s. It was bad. It was terrible. The hair was bad. The clothes were bad. Just everything about the 80s style-wise just... No. No, no. Okay, what is your favorite accent? Also, please best describe the quality of a voice that would really draw you in. Favorite, probably English. English, Irish, Scottish. I have like a, you know, a weakness for that, for both male and female voices. I got a weakness for, probably out of the three, Irish is probably the one I have the most, like, weakness for, but that said, that's not much more than the other two. When it comes to the quality of the voice, I like deeper voices in both men and women. Women, just there's the slightly deeper, more sultry voice. I love that. For men, I like a deep sort of rumbly voice, I guess. That said, when it's an audio from like a guy who's doing the submissive role, there is something to be said about someone who has like a deeper voice, but can also get that, like, you know, a little bit of I don't know what the word to use it for. That desperate sort of pleasing innocence, I guess, is the best way to put it. I like that in a guy, like, especially if the guy has a deeper voice, when there's just that bit of like desperation and it gets a little higher pitched, but not much. But deeper voices, sultry for the women, rumbly for the guys. That's the best way to put it. Okay, let's see, where am I? Do you keep things formal between you and your listeners, simply thanking them for listening to your audios, or do you flirt back sometimes? I'll be honest, I'm a massive flirt. I am, it's my nature. I'm playful, I'm flirtatious, and that's, like, if I'm posting, there are times where I'm not. There are times where I'm much more, like, I don't feel like being flirtatious. I just feel like, thank you, okay, we're good. But that's really infrequent, and if I feel that way, I don't tend to post. So, when I post, I'm much more playful. There are limitations to it. Obviously, it doesn't go beyond flirtation. You know, obviously it's not gonna like move into anything. I'm in a very wonderful committed relationship and I'm not about to like go fucking fuck it up, but yeah, I'm a natural flirt. Both me and my boyfriend are actually very much natural flirts in real life, and well, me online. I would assume he's flirtatious online. He was with me, so I was told back when I was like 19 that I was a natural flirt by my best friend, and I was just like, what? She said, yeah, you do it naturally, so yeah. Okay, do you mind receiving pet names from strangers? Not really. I know a lot of people who don't like it, but I'm cool with it. It's not an issue. It really doesn't bug me at all. So I call people sweetie. And I would figure that if somebody did have an issue with, like, me calling somebody sweetie or whatever, they would tell me. And obviously, if you don't like being called by a pet name, then cool. But it doesn't really bother me. So, yeah. What are some facial features a person can have that you would find exponentially striking? I love eyes. That's really it. Like, the physical side of people, I don't really know what you'd call it, but, I'm attracted to the person, who they are. that's where it goes with me. And then from that point, if I have fallen for the person, then yes, they're attractive. That's just, yeah. But the eyes, I've always loved eyes on a person, the more striking. Like, my boyfriend has absolutely stunning eyes, and I tell him that all the time. I love blue eyes, I love green eyes, hell, I love dark brown eyes. I think they're the first thing. They're a good way to tell a lot about the person, because, you know, they do say the eyes are the windows to the soul, and that is very true. So yeah, I think that's really it. I don't know if that would be considered a feature, though. Is it? Or a feature be like the nose, or like the chin or something. My boyfriend has a cute little dimple that I like. So I like dimples. I guess dimples would be it. A nice strong brow line. Facial hair. I do like a guy with facial hair. I think that's sexy. Yeah. Okay. Moving on. We are almost done with questions. Can you count how many sexual partners you've had on all your fingers? Yes, one. One and only one. Was a virgin before I met my boyfriend, and he is the only man that I have ever slept with. Only person I've ever slept with, so... and last question. Excuse me. Before I read this question, I've got to have a drink of water. Eh? Oh, that's good. Okay. Last question. Have you spoken to your favorite poster on GWA already? Yeah, I actually think I have. I'm not really shy about, you know, sending messages to people that I think are really good or hot or whatever. I've always been like, yeah, sure. I mean, if I hear something I like, then yeah, I'll message you, say, hey, I love it, ask questions, whatever. I've never been afraid of contacting someone. Well, maybe back in the beginning. Now, not so much. I'm much more chill about it now. I mean, everybody's just a person. And, you know, we all seem to be very open in our community. I mean, we post ourselves having orgasms, so obviously we're a very opening and open and accepting community. So yeah. Yeah. Okay, that is the end of this questionnaire. Okay, let's see how long I've been rambling. Oof, 42 minutes. Oh my god, I'm never gonna get this uploaded. Such shitty Wi-Fi. Okay. Yeah. So, I really liked this questionnaire. Petal Baby, you rock. Definitely keep up the questionnaires. I'm gonna check out some of your other ones and probably do them as well. So, yeah. So, I hope you all enjoyed listening to this. Yeah. Sorry if it's so long, but apparently I ramble on, and I'm not gonna listen back to this, so please, if you listen to this and I said anything horrible, let me know. Because I am not gonna sit here for 40 minutes listen to it. I'm just gonna upload it, and that's it. So, yeah. Alright. I will see you, or talk to you all in the next audio. Yeah. I love you guys. Bye.